just to live in your love. That's enough for me, just to love your love. That's enough for me. I don't need any more. It's like you're opening heaven's door, and I don't need to knock no more. That's enough for me. That's enough for me. And all I want to do is be with you. That's enough for me. I could live a moment, last the whole life through. That's enough for me. I don't need any more. It's like you're opening heaven's door.
Beloved one, the layers of unnecessary things are falling apart. Silence gives the deepest understanding about everything. This great opportunity to go deeper inside, watching the mind's tricks, watching the beauty of being in silence, not wasting the energy on the outside. This is something that is just impossible to put words to express through words. It is a great feeling of being in the right what? I don't know. What words? Being in the right time, in the right place, in the right moment. Beloved, this longer silent retreat that I'm trying to put words to should be like this. I mean, my wish, if I have one, I would like to have all the retreats in silence. It just means, Bhakti, that now you start understanding me more, falling more in tune. When you first have tasted the silence, how blissful it is, then why talk at all? But still, we go on, no? It's just a gift from existence. Thank you for being available to us. Thank you for existing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lots of love forever yours, Bhakti. I know, Bhakti. Beloved Babaji, in each satsang, the smile of my heart grows bigger, relaxing more and more into this immense trust and gratitude. I love you, and I love who I am when I'm with you. Thank you so much, Babaji. Love, Nashima. Nashima, you're happy now. Who is it you are when you are with me makes you so happy? That's the only thing you can say. That's more than enough. I'm very happy. Very good, Nishima. Beloved Master, since you introduced me to Rex the dog, I find myself again and again walking outside with him and saying, "No, Rex, not now. I want to be in satsang with my master." That's what you have to say all the time. You have to remind yourself where you want to be. Otherwise, the mind always takes you astray. That mind is so naughty. You have to train it. And so, also again and again, coming home and being with you. What a game this is. And then, when being home, we are all there, together, sitting at your feet, receiving your tenderness, love, and feeling so soft, feeling your soft touch, your care. Your being so present, looking in your eyes, hearing your laughter, your voice. So although I travel the day, a year and a lifetime, since you're touching me and giving me sannyas, the traveling is reduced to minutes, and then home again, where the heart is, with you. Not the memory, but the living. It is happening, Pramadhu. It is living, it's not the memory. And that's what I'm reminding. No, it's the time. Live it now. And you felt that from the beginning. This understanding also softens the soon to come traveling back to Holland. As long as my heart is with you, I'm finding home again and again, sweeter than sweet. Thank you so much, beloved Master. Premadhu. But you said already that now it's time to let go whatever you had there in Holland and live the mystery now. Because now it is happening, we are here. And you always wanted that. With Osho you couldn't be this close. Beloved, thank you for giving this feast, giving us all this feast that it is to be with you. Thank you so much for this holy life and for sharing it with us all. Namaste, Pramadhu. Yes, I'm here to shower you. I will go on showering you. This is just a reminder, no, a heavy rain will come, it's just my rain of bliss coming. So if anybody didn't get it in the retreat, it will come this afternoon maybe. Beloved Master, this question, will you marry me and Premadhu and give our relationship your blessing with immense love, Dorje? Dorje, you telling me you are not married? Huh? What a sin! And you are together for so long. That is not good. Then we have to fix it now. Mother, what is this? You've been living in sin so long. Let's go into the holy marriage together. Let me. Let me relieve you of all your sins. But still, only she got the chair, you know. That's how it is. No, in the presence of all the Buddhas, you are married. And let us live happily ever after. And you too.
And I forgot the rings. I've been laying them there.
You have
big,
rings.
Big rings.
Yeah, you have?
Yeah.
You go. You see, Dodgy, he gets so. No.
I don't know him.
No. No, you.
They are very big.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They can grow.
Yes.
So you can put them under your arm.
Yes. Very good. Very good. Perfect. You should have done. She can keep you in the nose like that.
Keep going. Yeah.
Yes. Hari Om. Jai Bhagwan. Let it be a crazy, happy, peaceful marriage. I will keep an eye on you now. Okay. It's okay.
I want a kiss.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Beloved Master, thank you for being so patient with me. I'm ashamed to see how my arrogance can make me so blind to all the love that is pouring down on me here, wanting to do things my way and wanting to be someone special, to be loved and to get recognition, and then blaming others and feeling like a victim when things don't turn out the way I want. Thank you for this oasis of growth and understanding. I want to bring this humbleness with me now and start being more responsible. Love from a bit slow sannyasin, Ojas. I have turtles. I have the turtle tribe. I have the snake tribe. I have the foxes. I have some sheep and I have some tigers. And I even have a dragon or two. So, you have to start somewhere, Ojas. And where you start is to look at yourself and realize where you are at and that you are only holding yourself back. But everybody is coming with this. So let it be enough now when you have the insight that you are just hindering your own growth. And this is not the place to be arrogant or try to be someone special. You have to crash. You have to see it. Because that's the only way you can get transformed. Otherwise, you will always sit there and complain. And this is the only way that the master can do. He has to take away the old. And slowly, slowly, the disciple, when he grows in consciousness, you start seeing this game that you are playing, being somebody and wasting your time, even here. It's so easy to get lost. The only way is to get out of this specialness and this arrogancy and getting it your way. Why not God's way? Why not love's way? Why not the peaceful way? Why your way? It is bound. You are bound to lose. If you're intelligent, you see it instantly. Instantly you see it. And if you are really slow, it takes a long time. Long time and much suffering to see it. But sooner or later, you will have to see it in this life or some other life. It's only in the way of surrendering, of seeing your situation and seeing the truth, that you can get free. That's why the master is again and again reminding you that only in surrender. And this surrender can only happen out of your own consciousness, your own seeing. And what do you have to surrender? All your arrogance, your falseness, your ego, that is what you can surrender. That is the only way that goes. The real can never go. But only when the false go, the real comes forth. Beloved Swar, some days ago I felt very strongly to sit. And then some kind of image or vision came to me. Maybe a remembrance from a past life. Whatever it was, this person I saw, this being was so beautiful. It was a Tibetan monk, around 18 years old. He was sitting and meditating in the forest by the foot of a mountain. The rain was pouring down, making him all wet. But he took no notice. Inside, he was totally clear, clean. And I could feel this inner silence, this softness, and his strength. The whole focus was in. His master was also there, watching over him. That's what the master is there for, to watch over you. So you don't run, you sit, go in. And I could feel he cared very much for this boy. This master was smiling, and he was very happy. Maybe this image came to me to reflect what I have forgotten, what is inside of me, what is now, what is available. Maybe the master was you and the boy was me. Yes. No, let this go in now. And let all this nonsense from this life be gone. But we have to go through that trauma to remember. There's something else happening. No, you are here again now. Don't miss the opportunity. And when you have touched this beautiful place and remember what it's all about, then it will become very clear, everything. While I was sitting, I could hear how the mind wanted me to go. It's dinner time, go. But this image and the voice saying, sit, just sit, made me stay. That's what meditation is. Don't listen to the mind. When you have a good sit, who cares if it's dinner time, or if it's that time, or this time? When this peace comes, you have to surrender to it. That's the only way to get intimate to it. Eat you can do later. After a while, I noticed that I could just watch whatever happened inside of me and outside. And I felt I was untouched by the mind. That's what I've been trying to show you. But you had so much problem with this mind, which a few people have here have also. But then when it's quiet, then you realize a whole different dimension of yourself. Good, now I can start talking to you in a different way. You start seeing. And you remember this love, this sitting, this silence. And who can sit better than the Tibetans, the Buddhists? So this is in many of you. Many of you have been around me before in different ways. When you start seeing this and remember, then you are not so identified with this life. It opens up to something bigger. Beyond time. Something eternal that is trying to wake up in you. That is the real strength. It was as if I was drinking everything that came to me. The sound of the rain, the thunder, all the sensations, and it was filling me up. That's what meditation is, when the mind is not there between you and existence, or between me and you, then you are part of everything. You sense, you feel everything. For some time I was so lucky to rest in this. in my source, my center, my home, like my name. After all the storms, what a beautiful gift. Yes, you have to go through the storms. And sometimes the storms are tough, but they are just testing you. And after the storm, the silence. And God, how delicious the silence is after the storm. When the hurricane has destroyed everything, and then you are still alive and everything is peaceful, that is pure bliss. I had to share this so I don't forget about it. May my heart be open and drink your love forever. And may my heart grow until it takes over everything. Thank you, beloved. Your disciple, Prachitta. We have different things to do or not to do here. That's why remembrance of the past, which is bound, if you have touched deeply, then that will carry you through. Because the deepest you feel in whatever life you have or have had, that will come up if that is touched again. So that is the way to freedom itself. Because something in your very being, your very heart, has this memory. It's just it's very difficult to find that place where you can get reignited again. Beloved Master Svaha, it's very nice to be back again. I was planning not to come for this summer retreat, but I could not resist to come and to see you. For the last 4 months, I was working to make some money. I had some insights, and it was as you were guiding me all the time. I have worked a lot, 6 days a week. I try to meditate as much as possible, like once a day. Because I was working in a restaurant, I was finished with work very light, 11, 12 in the evening. Then I went out at midnight to meditate. My colleagues were surprised where I was going. Almost every night, I said I was going for a walk. They didn't believe me and said that I was just going after the girls. Yeah, because that's what they can relate to. You only understand what where you are. That is my problem also. I can talk to you, but you understand from where you are, your understanding. So if you have never meditated, you have never felt peace, you never have any joy, you have never met the Master, how can you understand? It's impossible. They asked me if they could go with me. Yes, no, you knew where all the girls were now, so now they are. I said that it was definitely not so exciting as they thought. But anyway, I managed to make some money. One time I had an amazing experience. For the first time, I found God. It was overwhelming. I cried with joy and I was very happy. I had the longing to touch your feet to express my gratitude. I once saw the disciple of Osho doing that. Is that okay? It's okay, Dad. Come on. Like Rumi once said very beautifully, because the wine is from your cup, I became a drunkard. That's what he said. And you are very fortunate. You understand what he's talking about. Very few people do. I couldn't believe that it's so blissful to drink from your cup. No, because it's beyond the mind. It's beyond thinking. The real is beyond the thinking. This is an experience. It's alive. Osho said that love is the doorstep to God. Without love, you can never find God. This is so true. He said that in the society, there is no love anymore. That is why we have to do the meditations to find the Guru. This Osho, he knew what he talked about. I'm so happy. Please pour more wine on all of us. We are very thirsty. Love and eternal grateful. Your disciple, Darshan. Very good, Darshan. Beloved one, thank you. I'm eternally grateful to be in your arms. And I'm so grateful that you teach me. It touches me so again and again to see your patience with us. How you take care of us in so many ways and in so many layers. Beloved, there are no words. All of me is yours, my life, my heart, my soul. Being your servant, your slave, your anything, you are nothing. And it's no sacrifice at all. It's a blessing. Blessing upon blessing upon blessing. Something in me knows I have been close to God, to you, to truth in the past, and I have missed. I have lost you, and I have carried the pain from that loss, for God knows how long. It is a deep fear in me to lose you, to miss you again, that my ego shall take over again. Beloved one, this fear that I meet, does it belong here or no? And no? Or is it the ghost from the past? It's just the ghost from the past. You see any ghosts now? What do you see? It must be the past then. But many people have this. You missed, you were closed, and then you missed, and then the mind will always be afraid. Because to go close, then you lose yourself. And it's not the doing. But now you have found it in the most delicious way. So it's effortless. You said something in a satsang last year. You talked about what Osho said about finding an alive master when he was gone. But then you also said something about if the connection with the master really have settled, if it really happened, then it will be there. Because it's not dependent on the body, on the physical body. And I cried so much touching this. I don't need to lose you ever again. I don't need to lose you ever again. Beloved one, I'm drowning deeper and deeper into this realization, and I have no idea who I am. That is not the point either. When you drown, you drown. When you disappear, you disappear. The master is a pure space. And when you disappear in the master, you become pure space. No? The master is love. You disappear in the master, you become that love. The master is peace. You disappear in that master, you become peace. Then where, how can you lose that? That is what I say, that is what Osho said. He said, yeah, find end master when he's gone. If you have missed. But missing means that you haven't been total, no? So this was for the people who are missing, no? If you have come close, then no need. I never looked for a master when he was gone. The job was done. And he never left. In fact, he moved in. I couldn't even get rid of him if I wanted. How can I lose that which you are? How can you lose that which you are? That is what love is. That's why I'm reminding you, be careful with what you love, because that's how you will be. So this drowning, if you drown in the beloved, you are drowning in that. How can you lose that then? Is it only if the drowning is not total? If you escape before the drowning has happened. When the drowning has happened, that is surrender. Then it's only one then, on one heart. I have met some shakiness and fear in this feeling out of control, not knowing how I function. What I certainly hear myself say out loud, not recognizing myself from how I have used to be. No. Because no, you are functioning for me now. That is what drowning is. That's what a devotee is. You have to be out of the way. Then you get a different clarity, a different strength that you could never dream about. That's why you don't recognize yourself. Because that yourself wasn't your true self. When the true self arises, you cannot recognize the old false self. Only the real is there. I felt this immense excitement about not having any idea who I am. And it grew bigger and bigger. And the mystery of not knowing who I am. How can you know who you are if you have disappeared? You disappeared and you're still here. That is the mystery. But in this, just trust. A trust deeper than life. The trust, that is really freedom itself when you have that trust. I've said many times, without love, nothing is possible. Love goes to trust. Now you have realized now. If there is trust, then you are unshakable then, like a mountain. That is only the flowers of love, that is trust. When you know this is real, then it can never go. I love you, kisses at your feet, eternally grateful, Savini. Okay. Osho said, the tree which Buddha became enlightened has been preserved for 25 centuries because the tree has a different vibe. No other tree has that vibe. It is unique. It has seen, felt something happening. When Buddha was transformed, naturally the tree absorbed all those vibrations. It drank it. Those vibrations penetrated into the very fibers of the tree. The tree still vibrates in the same way. And to just sit under it is a tremendous experience. But only if you know. Only if you know. Only if you are in tune. Otherwise, thousands of people go there every day. They don't feel that. Only if you are really in tune, if you have been touched, then it can be very powerful. If you are aware and silence and in love with the Buddha, then the secret of the energy of the tree will be revealed to you. And this is how it is with many places where the Buddhas have been, where the masters have been. They get charged. If the place gets charged, what to say then about the disciples, about the devotees? That's the transformation. They can be also transformed into their Buddha nature. If even the trees, if even the rocks, if even the houses can get a different vibe, how can then the human beings get? That is the possibility, that is the transformation. I have been in many places, in temples, where it's very charged, because for thousands of years they've been doing prayers, meditation there. And if you're sensitive, you feel all those thousands of years, all that energy that is poured into that place. I've been in caves that you just go in and sit, and it feels like you have been there for 100 years when you come out again. It's a totally different time zone. I lived in my master's room when he went to America for many months, and in the beginning it was too strong. But then you get used to it. You get soaked. But only if you know, only if you have this intimate connection, only if you have this love affair, then it becomes very important, anything that is connected to that. Even while a master is alive, only those who are perceptive, very perceptive, sensitive, they feel. Even when he is alive, even when the master is alive, only those who are very perceptive, only those who are very sensitive, only those who become very quiet, only they will feel the real thing. Yeah, many changes might happen in your life, but the real essence. But those who are really, really in tune, and devoted to the master, goes on feeling this even when the master is gone. And any small thing from the master's body, the room in which he have lived, the tree under which he became enlightened, some cloth, some quality, something, it will have the flavor of the beyond. If you are sensitive, then this is how it is. Enlightenment is as contagious as any disease. Is the Buddha disease? And only this disease will heal you. And remember, the master is not only his soul, he is the body too. And when you come close first to the master, the first thing that starts changing in you is the body. You will be surprised to know this. I have never said it before. But the very nature, the very matter starts changing. His very body starts changing your body. His body becomes contagious. Your heart, your soul will be changed later on. It cannot be changed in the beginning. Things have to move from the outer towards the inner, from the exterior towards the interior. First, the temple has to be changed. Only then the deity. So there is naturally deep attachment to the master's body. It is not just accidental that many masters' body have been protected down the centuries, down the ages. The very matter, the very body where enlightenment has been recognized and has happened, transform its quality. It starts vibrating in a different rhythm. To be close to it is to permeate it by its vibration. That's why Jesus says, eat me, drink me. That's what's happened in satsang. You are close to the energy, so something in you starts vibrating. You start feeling that synchronicity. You're getting in tune. You're getting beyond yourself, connected with something bigger, something more real. A master has to be eaten, drunk. A master has to be digested. So he enters into the deepest matter of your being. The body is just the beginning. And the beginning has to be transformed. Only a transformed body will know a transformed being. Only a different rhythm of the body, then you will know God. Because the gestalt slowly changes. So it's very natural that the disciple becomes very attached to the body of the master. Even when the master is gone, the body will be worshipped. Just the hair of Muhammad, of Jesus, is kept in the mosque, in the shrine. Just a single hair. And it has tremendous effect on those who knows, who know how to be in the presence. Because that single hair has the same vibe, but one has to be sensitive. That is the synchronicity that can happen. That is only disciples, only devotees who can feel. Ordinary, they will not feel, because they are not sensitive enough. Thank you.
king of the mountains is here. He's a man among men, a man of the truth has appeared, and is with us again. From the spring of life comes a ray of light, one more light in the world. From the spring of life comes a ray.
Beloved, I had a beautiful dream with you. We were all together, and you made me lay down, and you put your hand on my head, and told me that everything was just fine. As you talked to me and touched me, I could feel my whole being relaxing, and the body moving into a soft shaking. When I woke up and remembered the dream, tears of gratitude came to me for this mysterious gift that it is to be yours, and for the remembrance of when that happened. Nothing else matters anymore. I have chased all my dreams, and none of them fulfilled me. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Just here, stay with you. Devotion is my path. Love comes first. The point of no return is left behind. A long time ago. It was left behind when you met me. In the darkest moments, in your lap, I found myself. And you guided me. True. Acceptance took over, and I could understand what is beyond death and life. It is the real beloved, it is you. And only for that I devote my life. Just a glimpse and nothing else to ask for. Yes, in the darkest moment, you were there with me. When the pain was so strong, and I thought I could not handle it anymore. The remembrance of your presence has healed me. And with clear eyes, I could see that only for that is worth living. Eternally your devotee, Devadasi. May everyone remember that which is real and be strong enough to live the real. In the remembrance is freedom. Aum Shanti. Be gentle with yourself when you go, if you go out in the world. Much has changed for you. Not much has changed out there, remember.
At last you appear to welcome me.
Aum Shanti.
Where I've always been. Can't convey, so sing.